So here in this video, all I really want to share with you is the next practical step that you can take. Now, just to get clear here, all right, you have defined their greatest life vision, or your client's greatest life vision. So they now know what it is that's going to make them successful in life, what's ultimately going to fulfill them if they ever get there. It's setting them also a course for the way in which they live their life, for who it is that they can choose to be every single day. Because with that personal or that greatest life vision, it is possible to actually become that person today, which means that we can take control of our lives in quite a radical way and begin being successful every day, especially if our definition of success is based upon who it is that we can become, opposed to what it is that we're going to do. That's quite an important definition to make. So in that last video, I shared with you the goal setting workbook, in which you've now looked at the 7 main life areas. All right, so you've looked at your own, or in the context of your coaching relationship, your client has now defined a vision statement for each of the 7 main life areas. Now, the next practical step that you take is asking them what it is that they want to work on first. Because there's no point tackling all 7 areas at the same time. You just simply ask them what their number one priority life area is. Now, if it's relationships, then that's the area that you fill in the middle of the brainstorm here. Now, earlier in the course, I asked you, or I recommended or suggested, that you get yourself a whiteboard or a flip chart or something like that. And it's important that you do something like this just for brain dumping. All you're going to ask your client to do is just literally start explaining or spelling out what it is that they actually want. All right, so if it is relationships, or it could be career, it could be whatever, they're going to start telling you what they want. If it's relationships, for example, they want to work on improving the quality of their relationships. It might be the case that they want to develop better communication skills, in which case you then know to develop some sort of plan or strategy for that. You then know what it is that you need to develop as a life coach. You've now set yourself a goal to, you know, develop and brush up on your own communication skills to better teach them or coach them. It might be the case that they just want to get involved in more social activities, to develop a network of relationships outside of a professional context or something like that. So it might be more of a social element. It might be the case that they're actually looking to find love. So that's it. That becomes the priority. It might be the case that they want to have better relationship with their children, with their kids, with family, with whatever. But this is the part of the coaching relationship that is now solely determined by them. They're going to tell you the problems that they have and the areas in which they want to start setting goals. Now, once you've had this brainstorm, all you're then going to do is just use one bit of paper, all right, a template that we've attached for you in the additional materials section of this video lecture, and then systematically in the life area, you're just going to get them to prioritize what bit is that they want to work on first, so that you can then start designing a plan for every single one of these issues. Design a plan and a series of action steps to develop a more effective social life, to develop better communication skills. So say, for example, they say to you, well, number one priority is kids. Well, that gets a number one. Secondly, they want to develop their love-based relationships, which is 2. They understand that their communication skills are playing a role in all of this, so they want this to be 3. So you put a 3 by that. Number 4 is family, and number 5 is social. So you then ask them to confirm that it's definitely kids that they want to work on first. And then we establish what the specific problem is. You know, what's the actual problem? There's a pretty good chance they're going to say something like, well, it's actually just feel like communications have broken down. So you've got to use, relatively flexible questioning Just to get clear, although they might see children as being their number one priority, it might actually be the way in which they communicate or relate to the children that's the main problem, in which case we just then need to switch those two around. It's communication skills that become the number one priority, and it might even be the case that working on communication skills is going to then have a natural rollover effect onto their social relationships, their family, and their love-based relationships too. So this is actually just about you now getting clear on exactly where to start with them. Because once you've established the exact goal, the goal might be the relationship with the kids. Well, this might not necessarily be a small term, a short term goal. This might realistically be more of a medium term goal, because if we need to reassess and evaluate and readjust how it is that we've habitually learned to communicate through life, it might be the case that your client then needs to go and develop some further communication skills training. They might want to go and take a counselling course or study psychology or read some books or anything like that. So bear in mind, people are self-governing. Now, if you're anything like what I was going back when I first started life coaching, my biggest concern was, what happens if I don't have all the answers for people? And the answer to that ridiculous question is you don't need to. All you're really helping people to do is just systematically manage and arrange their own thoughts. Because a few videos back, we looked at one of the seven deadly sins of goal setting, and this is not writing goals down. So by you writing all of this down, to be honest with you, what you've actually just done is you've just solved half of the problem with them. They now have a focus, something that they can start committing towards, taking action and working towards today. But because this is a priority in their life, you might only see them once a week for an hour or an hour for once a fortnight. It's what they do between sessions that's fundamentally going to determine whether they start moving forward in this life or not. It's actually just, your only role here is to help them establish what it is that they want. It's not your responsibility to make them go and take action. That's up to them. As a life coach, all you really want to be doing is holding them to account by getting them to define the action steps that they need to take. And again, we'll be sharing a template that you can use shortly in a later video too as well. So we've created everything for you here. And this is just about you getting all of their ideas and all of their goals in a systematic order down on paper that you're going to simply reflect back to them that they're either going to agree with or they're not. If they don't agree, then it's just back to the drawing board, just re-establishing priorities. And then what they're going to be able to hopefully feel is slightly more at peace. Seeing that, well, yes, they have some areas in life that aren't working quite as well as what they need to, but now they've defined what these problems are, they're going to be able to naturally see themselves, the areas of their lives that they need to start investing more time in today to start making progress. People are self-governing. In the same way that you are, your clients will be too. So I hope that this makes sense. Remember and download the resource in the additional material section of this lecture. And this is just about brainstorming, brain dumping. However you do, this is entirely up to you. I've just used like a mind map here, but however you want to do this, you can be as creative as you want. You might even want to use online brainstorming, mind mapping software, in which case I've attached a link in the additional material section too. It's a website called Bubblus. Now that's something that I use, especially if I'm conceptualizing business related projects, where I'm perhaps merging together medium-term goals, short-term goals, and connecting the goals together to showing how they correlate and all tie in together. But you can use that software to create massive brainstorms or just small illustrations like this to help people to start structuring and prioritizing the goals that they actually have. So hope this makes sense, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next video when we're going to take an alternative view at how it is that we can also help people to prioritize their goals in a way that's more meaningful to them. So I look forward to seeing you again soon.